Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of a Frugal Athlete Podcast. It's just me today. I'm going to keep it nice and sweet. We weren't able to get a guest for this week. Actually, we were, but we wanted to make sure the editing was proper. So shout out to our team, Uncle Will, Adrian, Taylor, Brandon, Kevin, the whole Dalton, everybody, you know, for making that happen. But yeah, so it's just me today. I'm just going to keep this nice and quick. I want to make sure we stay consistent. That's been a big goal of ours. And it's as a service to you guys that listen to this podcast on a weekly basis. Your support is paramount as we continue to, you know, build this platform. So if you guys have any insights, any constructive criticism, anything that you guys like to share, make sure you guys don't hesitate to reach out. It means a lot and it continues to improve our platform. With that being said, I'm going to talk about the Michael Prince rule to investing. So Michael Prince is a character, a fictional character on Billions. And the reason why I want to highlight this, because I think a lot of athletes, when it comes to investing, get confused. We invest in what we think is cool, what other people are doing, but we don't have our own Michael Prince philosophy. So for context, Michael Prince is a character. If you've watched Billions, you know about Billions, Chuck Rhodes, Axe. Michael Prince is like the new Axe. So basically, he takes over Axe's hedge fund, turns it into a private equity fund, and he's having trouble getting the employees on board because it's almost like an acqui-hire. He's having trouble getting the new investors like on board as well. So he's trying to like implement his own strategy and, you know, calm everyone's nerves and get him like motivated, all these different things, the whole nine yards. And towards the end of this episode, he talks about, you know what, we've been doing it all wrong. We're chasing these investors, we're chasing these employees, we're chasing. And as athletes, I think we do something similar where we chase the deals. We chase the brands, we chase the endorsements, we chase the sponsorships. We're so used to chasing because that's our nature as athletes. You eat what you kill. You work hard, you get playing time. You get playing time, you have a better chance to get your bonuses. You get your bonuses, you take care of your family. So when it comes to investing, we follow that same approach. It's like, okay, what's he doing? What's she doing? Oh, I heard this sector's popping. How come, why, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that. Whereas, you know, we need to set up the Michael Prince rule. And the Michael Prince rule is that in the end of the episode, he has this big speech about, you know, we're no longer chasing. We're setting up our criteria that if these people don't fit our criteria, we're not doing any business with them. So it's not that we're seeking out investors. Investors are seeking out us because we hold ourselves to a higher standard. We follow this ethos and they want to latch on to us because we know we're successful in what we do, how we do it, and how we go about it. So as athletes, I think we could do something similar. We should follow the Michael Prince rule. Whereas we have a set of values, we have an ethos, we have principles, pillars that we abide by. And if the brands or the investors or the small businesses or the opportunities that come our way don't fit our ethos, we don't put our name behind it. We don't put our money behind it. We don't put our likeness behind it. And a lot of times people will just go for the check. A lot of times when people do something for the publicity, whereas in this case, no. It has to fit our Michael Prince philosophy. So for me, it doesn't make sense for me to do a deal if it's not along the lines of personal finance, personal development, productivity, health and wellness, soccer, fitness, food, travel, lifestyle, because that is my ethos. Those are my brand pillars. Within that, I definitely have values and, you know, morals and different things like that of, you know, how certain people should present themselves, how certain people should, you know, act in accordance to their community, different things like that. But that is the first start. And I think every athlete needs to have a heart-to-heart with themselves to have an understanding of what their Michael Prince rule is. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, something nice and short. I think it is important that every athlete at all levels think of themselves as businesses. And within that business, you got to have your Michael Prince rule. Obviously, Michael Prince is a fictional character, but the best businesses, the best organizations do this in some way, shape, or form. It may not be named the Michael Prince rule, but it's a set of values that you don't adhere to if not met. So that actually builds a persona about you that investors and brands and companies are going to be more willing to work with you. You just have to be strong in your values, because there's going to be situations where you're going to get thrown a bag, and a bag as in money, to get you off your pillars or off your values or off your morals. There's going to be opportunities for publicity. There's going to be opportunities to be in front of the cameras. There's going to be different opportunities that may get you off your standing. So it's important to have a solid Michael Prince rule, and it's important to only work with companies and brands and seek opportunities that are actually seeking you, because you've set yourself up in the proper way. So that's it for this week. I wanted to keep it nice and short. Make sure you guys subscribe. Make sure you guys please leave a review. It helps us continue to grow our platform as a podcast, as a media platform, as a consulting firm. A Frugal Athlete is here to stay. We got a lot of wonderful things in the works. Our website is being redesigned as we speak. Hopefully that will be live by the time you guys have the next episode. We have programs, we have courses, we have products. Make sure you guys reach out and make sure you guys share with a friend. With that being said, hopefully you guys are taking the time, if you're an athlete or work with athletes, talking about this Michael Prince rule. I think it's very beneficial for every athlete to work with. But with that being said, catch you guys later. See you guys next time.